Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Big Bang. Update from the yard. On 105.7 The Fan.
When you're in like a bit of a homer drought, I want to say, and especially when the homer is your first major league homer, you kind of just want to hug sometimes after that. So I remember Manny gave me a hug my first home run too. So it was kind of like a full circle moment. I mean, it's nothing that I like planned or anything, but just felt like Adley deserved and needed a hug right there. So because it's a great feeling.
That's super cool, man. I just rewatched the home run from Adley, left side of the plate going to center field. Hopefully, I didn't hear any sound after the game that he got the ball back because it was hit. It wasn't hit to a fan. It was hit just over the wall, so somebody should have been able to go get it and retrieve it for him. Now, no pressure. Just do it from the right side of the plate as well and keep hitting them. That's what we all want. But it was really cool. I was wondering if they were going to give him the silent treatment.
I can't believe they didn't.
Go into the everybody goes into the clubhouse and just leaves him there by himself, but... You heard Trey talking about it. Trey actually came to the top of the steps and was the first one to greet him and give him the home run chain. It was cool to see him put it on and gave him a big hug. And he said, you know, Manny did that to him. So pretty cool moment there. And again, Ed, I felt like the lid was on the hoop, for lack of a better term. That's how I've always looked at it. And then now that this is over, maybe he can relax, take a deep breath, and just go play baseball.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I really hope so. I hope he becomes like the superstar he's been touted to be. Because that would be awesome. Because we haven't had... It's nice to see one of your guys leading the league in stats or up there in the top, you know, batting average or home run. We had that with Chris Davis and Nelson Cruz. We haven't had it like since then, where you got a guy that's at the very top. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see him become that guy.
Yeah, and as we talk about, you know, what's in store for the Orioles, you know, you got a lot of young talent here. And some of these guys will be... packaged in deals and traded to get other players. That's just what happens with the farm system. Prospects are just that. They either turn into great players for you or great trade pieces for you to go get someone that helps you in a potential run to the playoffs and maybe even to the World Series. But, you know, we're still a ways away from that. But it's nice to see some of these pieces that are coming to the majors actually have some success. On the flip side, how concerned are you over what we've seen from Bruce Zimmerman his last four starts? Or actually his last six starts now, because he had Yankees, Red Sox, and then it was Guardians, Royals, Blue Jays. And I don't think anybody faults you if you have a bad game against Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays. You can have a bad game against anyone, but against the Guardians who were struggling to hit, he gave up a bunch. And even again, I think 10 hits in that game. And then against the Royals as well. No, the Royals game was 10 hits where he got knocked around. But are you concerned at all?
Yeah. I mean, I am concerned. But, I mean, I don't know how much I expected out of him, frankly. So he looked good, but I don't know.
I like Bruce Zimmerman a lot. I like the makeup. Mm-hmm. The fact that when we saw him at the beginning of the year, he's faced the Yankees three times already.
Yeah.
That's the number one team in baseball. And from my understanding, the first start was amazing. Second start, maybe it's four times now, actually. They've seen the Yankees quite a bit.
Seen the Yankees a lot, beginning of this year.
It does feel kind of strange. But last night, 11 hits and 4 2/3. It's just, you can't get it done that way. And one of the keys and the things we've talked about, like people were high on the Orioles bullpen with some of the arms. Like, hey, I like a lot of these guys. Whether it's Perez or if you want to talk about what we've seen from Lopez. Batista, like there's some arms out there, I think, and Aiken, of course, which we won't see in the Toronto series. But with Zimmerman not being able to get out of the fourth inning, and now this is back-to-back games, and even against the Guardians. By the way, he did give up 10 hits against the Guardians and the Royals. He's putting on more than two runners per inning.
Is he really?
Yeah, and it's just, I almost feel like it's time to... You know, give him, like, maybe he skips a start and something. Maybe they're seeing something in him, but he needs to take a little bit of a breather here.
Yeah.
Because I think he's good, and I think there's staying power. I like the makeup, left-hander, Maybe they find another role for him if it's not as a starter, but I'd like to see him. I mean, right now he's 6-10 in his career, and you know, you got to see more from him. Got to be able to go deeper in the games and limit these hits. He's given up quite a bit, so I don't. Yeah. He might even be tipping his pitches. They might have to go back and look at it because he was really good to start the season, and now we're not seeing it.
Yeah, they got to do something. Yeah. You just can't keep throwing him out there to get shelled. So,
well,
and the All-Star break's not for 5 weeks or something now.
Yeah. We still got a ways away. And I wanted to bring this up with the Orioles today, and they're facing the Jays and finishing this up, hoping to get a split. But getting a split's going to be tough because you're going up against Kevin Gausman. And Gausman, ironically, not the biggest favorite in the series. I think it has more to do with Tyler Wells, and he's been pitching well. And the total in the game's gone down to 8.5, where in this series all week long, it's been 9 or 9.5. Some of that has to do with Gausman. I think Wells probably being, you know, arguably the best pitcher we've seen out of the Orioles group here in recent starts. But going up against Gausman is a 260 favorite in this matchup. I'm looking forward to watching this. This is a 3 o'clock start, 3:07 to be exact, today. And, I've always liked Kevin Gausman. I used to argue with people. It's like, oh, he's got a 500 record. I'm like, stop looking at the record. No. The wins and losses don't matter. Look deeper at some of the analytical data. And then if you're not going to look at anything, I always look at WHIP. That tells you how many runners you're putting on base. And then I think ERA is important. I know some guys try to brush it off and say you got to get the XFIP and all this other. I'm listening to you. I hear you on this. But I still think ERA is important and WHIP's important because it tells you how many runners you're putting on base and how many earned runs you're giving up.
I think the least important statistic is wins and losses for pitchers. You get no runs, but it's just, you know, it's a team sport. If you're not getting support, you're not going to win.
Yeah, we've had 20 game winners that have had 5-run ERAs. You know, that's you know, your team's hitting for you.
Hey, Jeremy, question real quick. Do you like Kevin Gausman's long hair?
Oh, that's an
interesting the flow.
I preferred him with the short hair, you know. The long hair, if he likes it and it's working for him, you don't like it?
So, apparently he likes the devil's lettuce a little bit.
Yeah, he talked about that on Jake Arrieta's podcast.
Yeah, and he was kind of like how minor league players today can now smoke weed if they want to.
Yeah.
But he said if he could when he was in the minors, he might not have made it out.
Yeah, well, old Panama Red's getting high there. There's no
devil's
doubt about
lettuce,
it.
I love that.
You know what they're selling.
Maybe that was the... He was pretty good here, but he's taking it to another level, I feel like, the last 2 years, two seasons or so. Maybe that's the difference.
There are a lot of people that felt like the regime ruined him here with the, you know,
shipping back and forth.
Down,
yeah.
Up, down, up, down. Like, why? Mm-hmm. For what reason did you have to do that? I don't have any idea.
It's funny. I was just looking. When DeGrom won his first Cy Young, he was 10-9. But his ERA is 1.7.
And he deserved to win it.
He did.
Ridiculous.
1.70 ERA. Come on.
Well, that's why I was yelling at somebody else. We were talking about Clemens had a season where he didn't have a winning record. I think he was 11-11. Maybe he finished with a winning record and he won the Cy Young. His ERA on the road was below one. On the road. He had like a 0.76 ERA on the road that year. How do you not give the Cy Young? Yeah. I don't care if he wins a game at all. He's doing everything he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, you can, the reason wins and losses shouldn't matter for pitchers, and over the course of a career, I think you can make a case that it matters because it's showing you consistency. But let's be honest, you could pitch the best game of your life and not win. You can go 7 innings, 9 innings, shutout ball, and it'd be 0-0 and not win the game. Or somebody gives up, you know, there's an error, somebody gets on, sack fly, whatever, boom, move a guy over. There's all kinds of things that can happen. We saw somebody lose a game after throwing a no-hitter this year. So it's just like, it's ridiculous.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.